This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a plan to speed up the U.S. COVID-19 vaccine rollout. The plan includes increased federal funding, the creation of thousands of vaccination centers, and use of the Defense Production Act to expand the production of vaccination supplies. The ambitious plan is part of Biden's effort to achieve his goal to get 100 million Americans vaccinated within 100 days. Biden called for states to widen the pool of people they are currently vaccinating. His plan also includes proposals to create federally funded community vaccination centers as well as mobile clinics for underserved communities, and he underscored the need for Congress to approve more money to fund his proposals. The United States remains the worst-hit country in the world by the coronavirus. More than 23.5 million cases have been reported in the U.S., with the world's number of cases at over 93.9 million. 2.1 million people have died of the virus globally, with the U.S. reporting more than 392,000 deaths. And the U.S. President-elect Biden has named a new director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. That person is pioneering geneticist Eric Lander, and Biden elevated this post to cabinet-level status for the first time. Lander is a Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, professor who helped lead the Human Genome Project. He also served in the role of presidential science advisor. In a statement, Biden said, quote, "Science will always be at the forefront of my administration, and these world-renowned scientists will ensure everything we do is grounded in science, facts, and the truth." For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India began one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs on Saturday, hoping to end a pandemic that has killed 150,000 people in the country. Over the coming months, India aims to inoculate around a quarter of the population. That's about 300 million people, including healthcare workers, people over age 50, and those with conditions that put them at high risk. On Saturday, around 300,000 people were set to be vaccinated at 3,000 locations. About 150,000 staff in 700 districts have been trained to administer the shots and to keep records. Election results in Uganda indicate Yoweri Museveni will win a sixth term as president, with 86.7% of polling stations reporting results. At last report, Museveni had 58.8% of the votes and challenger Bobi Wine had 34.2%. Final results are expected later Saturday. Wine's newly formed National Unity Platform is on track to become the main opposition party in parliament. It's expected to win 8 of 9 constituencies in the capital, Kampala. The voting followed one of the most violent campaigns in years, with harassment and arrests of the opposition, attacks on the media, and the deaths of at least 54 people. Thursday's election took place in apparent calm, but under the oppressive presence of soldiers and riot police and an internet blackout, which has now entered its fourth day. Wine has alleged widespread fraud, such as ballot box stuffing, and said his party agents had in some places been beaten and chased away from polling stations. Prosecutors in the United States, who initially said there was, quote, strong evidence that a pro-Trump mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week aimed to capture and assassinate other elected officials, have backed away from that allegation. The withdrawal of the claim came after the head of the investigation cautioned that there was no direct evidence of such intentions. The accusation came in court filings by prosecutors in the case against Jacob Chansley, the Arizona man who participated in the insurrection while sporting face paint and a furry hat with horns. Prosecutor Todd Allison struck the assassination claim from a court filing. And a new report from the United Nations says the coronavirus pandemic has slowed global migration by nearly 30%. That translates to about 2 million fewer people than predicted migrating between 2019 and 2020. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting from Washington for VOA News.